WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortion opponents in Wisconsin are filing complaints with the state's licensing agency. They claim doctors are performing abortions illegally in the state. Nate Wegehout has more.
Pro-Life Wisconsin filed three complaints last week. The complaints were filed against Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, its medical director, Kathy King, and OBGYN, Kristen Lyerly. Planned Parenthood began offering abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee earlier this month. Dr. Lyerly spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show last night. She says she doesn't even give abortions in Wisconsin.
The address that's listed, the two addresses, are the addresses of the two abortion clinics, the one in Madison and the one in Milwaukee, neither of which I work at because I work in Minnesota.
Dr. Lyerly is a frequent guest on several shows on the Civic Media Network. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
State lawmakers are considering limiting the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. One bill getting a hearing yesterday would outlaw gender-affirming care for people younger than 18. The author is Republican State Representative Scott Allen.
If people say that the science shows that medical gender transition helps minors, ask them for peer-reviewed long-term clinical evidence. You won't find any.
But Democratic State Representative Lisa Subek says a long list of medical and psychological experts oppose the bill.
What I hear you saying is that you think you know better than the physicians, than the doctors, than the psychologists, who have grave concerns about the mental health consequences of denying care to those who most need it.
Other bills getting hearings yesterday would regulate gender participation in sports. A new poll suggests most Americans are getting more comfortable with wind turbines, but local opposition is still a factor when new wind farms are proposed and developed. Here's Mike Mohn.
Josh Hone, who does consulting work for these projects, says it indicates a growing acceptance of what needs to be done to respond to climate change. But he says at the local level, these are land use decisions that can get the attention of the community.
Every project has a trade-off, especially in terms of aesthetics and the idea of community character.
Hone says local leaders and developers need to be transparent right away about the scope of a project. He suggests this can help overcome backlash that sometimes can be clouded by misinformation. I'm Mike Mohn.
New drivers aged 16 and 17 in Wisconsin will have to start taking road tests again next year. The Division of Motor Vehicles is lifting a pandemic-era waiver on road tests. About 144,000 young drivers got their licenses during the waiver. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. The search on the Fox River for a 21-year-old Green Bay man who's been suspended by the Coast Guard. The search for Victor Torres Guadalupe started about 2 a.m. on Wednesday, but authorities decided they didn't have enough evidence showing he had entered the water. They are asking for the public's help in finding him. He is 5'10", about 155 pounds, has black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with helpful information should call the Green Bay Police Department. The man who created the G logo on Packer helmets has died. John Gordon designed the iconic G while he was an art student at St. Norbert College in the early 60s. He was asked to design a logo that resembled a football by a St. Norbert equipment manager. He passed away Saturday at the age of 83 after struggling with Alzheimer's. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $1.2 billion. That's the third largest ever, and it'll go up slightly after I buy my ticket later. Good luck. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers lose again to the Diamondbacks. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Here's what it sounded like last night in the Brewers clubhouse after the game. That was the sound of the players with high fives, pats on the back, and hugs goodbye for each other as the Brewers' season came to an end. A 5-2 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks before a packed house at American Family Field. Manager Craig Counsell.
This was a great team, and I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. This was a team you want to be on. It made baseball a lot of fun.
The Brewers added several players at the trade deadline and are one of the hottest teams in the league heading into the playoffs. Mark Canha was acquired from the Mets in August.
Some bounces didn't go our way. You know, we just, a lot of balls hit right at people. It's so tough because my time here was, since being traded here, it was just amazing. It's just an amazing group of guys. It was just such a fun group to compete with every day, and it sucks. It sucks to go out, you know, in the first round, and you know, it felt like a team that is capable of going the distance.
Down 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth, the Brewers loaded the bases. I asked Arizona's manager Torey Lovello what he told his players about making a pitching change.
That stopping momentum and stopping these big runs is the most important thing in playoff baseball. So you have to do some uncharacteristic things. That's what I felt was the need. I trusted Andrew Salfrank, and I just wanted to change the mojo and change the momentum, and it worked out well.
So the next question is, will Craig Counsell be back next year as the Brewers manager? Christian Yelich.
I mean, he's been a huge part of why this place is the way it is now. Being in a small market and being a consistent winner and having a good competitive team every year that's either in the playoffs or you know, we missed it by one game last year. You know, I love playing for him. I hope that continues. He's done a great job.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. We're definitely starting to feel like fall every day, getting closer.
Yeah, man. You know, you almost forget those record streaks of 90s that we had. You know, And now it's gone, and in a distant memory, you know, we know what's coming, and so it's not here yet. So, you know, we got a little reprieve. You know, we just had 4 days of 80, and I took advantage of it. I hope everybody else did, but I don't think we'll see 80 again until what, July? Next year,
maybe, man. May if we're lucky.
Nah, but anyway, good morning to everybody, and good morning to a good friend, Mr. Al Holmes, who's on the line. Good, Al Holmes is the founder of My Father's House, and so he deals with, and he's been doing this for decades now, dealing with men and educating them on the importance of being fathers. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
You know, Al, let me do this, man. You a football fan?
Oh.
Are you a football fan? You watch football?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I just got kicked off the air.
No, I can hear you, man. You're still on the air. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you a football fan?
Yes. I played most of my adult life.
So,
I quit playing when I was 56.
I used to love watching Thursday night football, right? Monday night, Thursday night. But, you know, when you serve up a Thursday night football game with the 0-4 Chicago Bears and the Washington Commanders, you know, I just don't think tonight is going to be the night for me to watch Thursday night football, man.
That's why.
Chicago
football.
No, man. Chicago Bears are 0-4.
All right, but you got professional athletes out there with no direction. So these guys are going to play to the best of their ability based on their coaching. So you put the fault where it belongs on the coaches, and the coaches are not training or motivating these people to play at their best.
So, you know, I'm not blaming the players. I just think that, you know, Thursday night football game should be a marquee game. And if the best you can do is Bears and the Commanders, I think, you know, the numbers are going to be low for sure. You know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time watching it. Anyway, let's do this.
Well, I watch football no matter what. And the Commanders have some outstanding
players. Yeah, they
got
a great team. The Commanders have a great team.
No, they don't have the best team. They have some good players, but they still have some coaching problems.
Well, they're on their way up. There's no question over the years. And this is a problem, and I say this with Gilbert Brown a lot when we're on Mondays. The Bears have finished low for so long, for so many, now decades. We're going into decades, you know, of how bad the Bears have been. And the way pro football is set up is the lower you finish, the higher draft choices you get. So when you've been down for decades like the Bears have, the mistakes are in the people who are judging the talent, because they've been getting the best opportunities to get the best college players now for decades. They should be in a better position than they're in. So it's their player talent people who don't know what they're doing.
Part of the coaching staff.
Right.
That's what I said, the coaching staff. They are the ones who are at fault here, not the players themselves.
So let's get to this, man.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, so that's what this is, man. That's what this is. That's what we do. So I want to get to this, man. You are a wounded veteran, Vietnam veteran. You sat on the board of the Veterans Affairs of the state of Wisconsin. Is it safe to say that?
No.
What is it?
What's the vice president? I was the vice president of the Center for Veterans Issues.
Okay.
That is the largest African-American founded and operated veteran service organization in the United States. We have almost 80 offices in over 78 cities. Yeah. It was founded in Milwaukee by African-American veterans and run by African-Americans in total, up until the death of General Robert Cockcroft, who was my president.
You guys helped create a wonderful facility for homeless veterans at that time. That's still standing. Still, I'm sorry.
Yes,
go ahead.
Sir. There's 15 of the housing units for homeless and low income veterans under this umbrella.
So
we have a large place that used to be a hospital on 34th and Wells, but we have multiple other facilities that are in houses. We have a couple of apartment buildings in the Racine area in Kenosha, and we manage all of the veteran service organizations throughout the state under the state contract. I was in charge of that at the time.
So one of the reasons that, you're clearly a good friend, but one of the reasons I wanted to have you on this morning was to talk about, you know, veterans. And, you know, the fact that we use the term homeless veterans, that should be an oxymoron. No veteran should be homeless.
That's true.
And yet, all over the nation, there's still homeless veterans. Now, people say veterans choose to be homeless. Is that factual?
Somewhat, yes.
So
you have to understand our training. Military people are trained to be able to function and fight in any conditions worldwide, and when we come home from and are discharged from the military, the training doesn't end. It's a matter of the hoops that we have to jump through in order to get services from the Veterans Administration and anyone else a lot of those things we don't want to put up with. And in order to function, we have to become independent and go out on our own. And we've been trained to do that.
So people,
I was once a homeless veteran.
So people would have to ask the question, why would there be hoops for veterans who put their lives on the line for the nation to jump through?
Because we came back. Now, I'm not saying this to be funny. People expect soldiers and other military personnel, when you go off to war, they don't expect you to come back. And when you come back, that means that it's going to cost somebody some money, but they want that money for other purposes. Therefore, they put you through the mill about getting services, and some of that has been cleaned up, but not enough. One-third of all of the homeless people in this country, approximately, and these are not my numbers, these are statistics from the VA itself and the federal government, approximately one-third of all the homeless people in this country are veterans. And that is a shame. The point is, why? Because the VA, the Veterans Administration hospitals, there are 11 of them, don't serve all veterans. They serve approximately one-third or up to one-half of the veterans, and they put other stigma on that to the point where I went to services for the VA, and they turned me down. They said my household income was too high. What's that got to do with it? They didn't ask me how much I made when they enlisted me and gave me a gun and sent me to war. It didn't matter. But I come home, I have a wife who, is a career teacher, and I have been a professional most of my adult life and made a decent income. But when I get sick, I went to the VA, and the VA said, no, we can't serve you because your household income is too high.
So let me ask you this, Al. That's not the issue with most vets, that their incomes are too high. It's probably end of it. It's the fact that many of them don't have a lot of incomes because being in the theater of war has done something to them that makes it kind of difficult to deal with the kind of things you're talking about.
That's true. Well, there's mental issues and what have you, because you went to war and your job was to fight to the death, and you didn't die, but you saw your brothers and sisters out there fighting with you, and they died, and you blame yourself as to why they had to go and you didn't go with them, or those kinds of things. There's a lot of mental issues that come out of this, and you blame yourself for not doing your job well enough because you didn't die.
Al, when you say it in those terms, I think, you know, the people who are surprised you didn't die, they aren't the American people. They're actually the government, you know, the people who run, you know, the military.
Those are the people who sent us there.
Right.
Did you hear me? Those are the people who sent us to war.
So Al,
when I came back on this.
So Al, you got to hold the thought. Got to go to a break. My good friend Al Holmes is on a wounded veteran of the Vietnam War, amongst other things, the founder of my father's house, and a plethora of other things is on the line. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We're going to come to something in a minute. We'll be right back.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're
Hey man, your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 72. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again. Tonight lows level off around 45, mainly clear. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 56. Overcast, dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hello? This is Jay. Yeah, Jay, baby. Wait a minute. Wait, please. Don't hang up on me. You see, I know you've been changes, but I've been going through some changes myself. I've been walking the floors and can't sleep, been slamming doors, darling. I mean, this is just a drag, and it's all because I can't get over you.
I can't get over you.
I've tried and I've tried. Oh,
can't
I can't
get you off
of my mind. This feeling I have for you, it's strong and deep with a flame.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Al Holmes, a wounded Vietnam veteran and founder of My Father's House. You know, Al, so when we talk about the fact that all of these veterans and from all of these different wars, many of them volunteered to go because it's a volunteer military now, but many during your time were drafted. And so as citizens, you know, American citizens, we have been led to believe that you guys all go do what you've done for democracy. And so it's okay to send American citizens, young people, because that's who fight the wars, all over the world to fight for, you know, democracy. And if that's the case, I've never been able to understand, Al, why if we are, and the reason that I think it's important that we have the discussion is down the road, at the rate we're doing things now, there'll be another time that they ask other young people to do what you and your fellow men did during those Vietnam wars. So is that why, you know, you guys went to fight for democracy?
No, we went because we were ordered to. And our job, when you sign that piece of paper stating that you are going to be a member of the United States military, you follow orders. The people who that you train to do what you're told to do to your best ability And as I said, it starts off with to fight to death, to the death. You sign away your life to be a part of the military and do whatever you're ordered to do. And we followed our orders. We got blamed for following orders because nobody ever put the fault on the people who sent us there. And with the purpose of us being there was what? We haven't figured that out yet because of the fact that there was nothing that I could see that United States people benefited from us being in Vietnam or Laos or any other place, putting our lives on the line. What was the benefit to the American public? Nothing.
So it
was for the benefit of getting resources out of those countries for the wealthy people in this country.
So let me ask you, and the reason that this even came to my mind is one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Donald Trump, Mark Milley, who for 44 years of his life was involved in the military, faithful and loyal to the Constitution over 44 plus years. Donald Trump accused him of treason and said that the man probably should have been put to death. Now,
isn't that the skillet calling the pot black?
So Al,
how can he accuse anybody of anything when he committed all of that and then some?
So General Mark Milley, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he had taken security precautions to protect himself and his family from a man who's running for president of the United States, Al. So Trump all but called for the execution of this man. And so we can't say we support the veterans, right? Which is what we do. It's easy to say I support a veteran. But I don't think I think a man who makes a statement like that should be disqualified.
Not only disqualified, he should be arrested.
Yeah, he should be arrested.
And tried for threatening someone's life and disrupting the man's family.
And the fact that this man, a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, now has to, out of his own money, hire security to protect his family. I mean, and yet, Al, I don't understand how anybody can, in having this conversation with you about all these men who put their lives on the line, we always say it's easy to say thank the veterans, but we have no clue what veterans have gone through and continue to go through. And then a man who's running for president of the United States can make that kind of a statement.
And I said, and include the women, because
right,
there are women military people who are putting their lives on the line also.
And yet there's a man who can fix his mouth, who when he had a chance, he ran away from, his duty to serve. He was, during that time of the Vietnam War, he was of age. He's a man who should have gone. But he was able to weasel his way out of it. Listen, we've got to go to a break. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. My guest is Mr. Al Holmes, wounded Vietnam veteran and the founder of My Father's House. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A massive healthcare workers strike in California. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers walking out for 3 days over wages and staffing issues. It's believed to be the largest healthcare strike in history. Now that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is out, who will replace him? Congressman Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan say they want the job.
One big issue? Will the new speaker support more funding for Ukraine? Congressman Jordan already making it clear where he currently stands on the issue.
I'm against that. The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine.
Another big issue for the new speaker will be whether to do away with the rule that allows a single House member to call a vote to remove the speaker, the rule that was used by Gates that led to McCarthy's downfall.
ABC's Lionel Moise. A private funeral today for the late senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. She died last week at 90 years old as the longest-serving woman in Senate history. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Students and staff at UW Oshkosh held a walkout to protest layoffs. The university is struggling to make up an $18 million debt. In August, university officials announced they would cut around 200 jobs to help close the gap. Protesters say they are worried about the quality of education due to the cuts, saying they want more state funding for their school and are petitioning for cuts to administrative salaries as opposed to faculty and student worker salaries. Complaints about rats are on the rise in Green Bay. At last night's city council meeting, the public was encouraged to keep reporting rat sightings so city officials can continue to manage the problem. Green Bay has received 129 rat complaints so far this year. The average number of complaints has been about 100 over the last few years. Most of the complaints have come from the city's west side near Lambeau Field. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do support. The legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin. You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Mr. Al Holmes. He's the founder of My Father's House, and he's also a wounded Vietnam veteran. You know, Al, so here's kind of what, spurned Donald Trump saying what he said. Former chief of staff Miley reportedly expressed fears that Trump would launch an impulsive and unwarranted attack against China in the closing months of his White House tenure. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time, Miley quoted as telling General Li Zuching of the People's Liberation Army following the Capitol riot. Miley made another call to the Chinese official to assure him the U.S. was 100% steady. Miley's spokesperson has defended the calls as a preemptive steps to avoid unintended consequences of conflict and said they were done in coordination with the Department of Defense. His calls with the Chinese and others in October and January were in keeping with these duties and responsibilities, conveying reassurance in order to maintain strategic stability. Now, so at that time that the Smiley, one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, made this call, he was seeing Donald Trump in the manner and in the time frame where he saw an unstable person. And his fear was that this man could lead the nation and the world into what could eventually have wound up World War III. And now that we see Donald Trump and we know about the things and how he's reacted to things, it was safe to say the man is unstable. And so that's what Miley did. And for that, Donald Trump, feels as if the man should have been executed. So, Al, I don't understand people, politically, their political affiliations and why they support people and all those kinds of things. But I think that nobody should say that a man who spent the time, 44 years in the military, fighting for the country, should have, had to go through this and then to turn around and have to hire security for himself. That's just unfathomable to me.
Well, let me say this, Earl. See, people need to read the Constitution, and they also need to get on the internet and look up the Department of Defense policies. Because first of all, the President of the United States cannot declare a war. That can only be done by Congress. And the point is, he has limited ability to do things. Now, he can start a war by being stupid, which is what this general was saying. Had he not intervened, that it possibly could have gone to that. But the point is, the man felt like he was the king, that he had full authority and power to do whatever without checking with the people who are in position to be able to advise him properly.
Right.
He didn't want to hear what they had to say. He wanted to do what he wanted to do, which could have been drastic for everybody. The other part of this is, as I said earlier, we have been involved in multiple events all over the world. We call them police actions. There's only been 5 declared wars in the history of this nation and can only be declared by Congress. And all of the other things we've been involved in are police actions, and the United States president can do that. The point is, when it escalates to a point to be a full-fledged war, it has to be approved by Congress. And Trump wasn't getting his way. Therefore, he started wreaking havoc amongst his own staff. The point is, Miley, and I mentioned this to you when we talked on the phone, he can be recalled. See, under Department of Defense policy, military retirees shall be ordered to active duty with full pay and allowances. And the other part of that is they can be recalled, all military personnel who were honorably discharged can be recalled, enlisted people for up to 12 months if they're under age 45. most people don't know that. Your enlistment is 6 years. Even though you may be on active duty for 2 years or 4 years, you still got 2 years of inactive reserve. And if you serve a complete 6 years of active duty, when you get discharged, you're discharged. But under Department of Defense policy, you can be recalled as an enlisted person up to 12 months.
So
and you have to come prepared to fight and in condition to be able to go do your job.
So hang on a second. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. If you compare the previous president that you gentlemen are so upset about compared to our present president who campaigned, when you listen to what has happened historically, this president is the failure. This president allowed China to fly spy balloons, now has a training center in Cuba. This president watched the buildup along the border of Ukraine. And remember, his sanctions were meant to deter until they weren't. This president
CJ, what is your thought about Donald Trump saying that that this man should have been executed? You know, I don't want to hear about what this president did. We're talking about Donald Trump and his threat made to this man.
Listened, Earl, President Trump listened to his military advisors, including Milley and Lloyd Austin, and didn't go to zero and cause 13 deaths in Afghanistan with the chaos that we watched on TV. Why don't you guys be concerned about this president who's walking us right into World War III?
Let me. I think, Al, your take, man.
If CJ would do his history, he'll find out that some of the things he just quoted were not done by this president. They were done back years and years ago under Republican administrations.
George Bush. George Bush Jr.
Way before Bush, Eisenhower, and all of those other folks. The Castro things, Russia's always had training bases in Cuba and all of this stuff since I was a little boy. Hello? I'm over 75 years old now. The point is, these things have been going on for years and years and years. Now he wants to put all of that on Biden. Biden wasn't even in Congress when some of this stuff was going on. When you take that job, you inherit all of the past stuff. But the point is, that doesn't mean he implemented it. See, CJ, they're looking for anything to put fault on Biden. But the point is, Trump did more garbage in his term and broke more laws than any other president in history, including their hero, President Jackson.
So, but see, you can, again, CJ does what he does, and that's changed the subject. He won't address the issue that Donald Trump made this threat to a military veteran.
He don't want to tell the truth either.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's clearly what it is, Al. I just, again, do not understand why people won't look at that and say, you know, if anybody else had said that, Al, they'd be in jail. If anybody else made a threat to, and yet the last place you'd expect to hear that from is the commander in chief, Al. Why do they call him the commander in chief?
Because when a war starts, he is the commander in chief.
Okay.
But as I said, war has to be declared by Congress, not by the President of the United States. And as I said, to prepare for this conversation, I have in front of me copies of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. I have policies of the Department of Defense. I printed all this stuff out yesterday and read through it. And I can quote you all of these things and the responsibility and the oath of office and all of this, which he violated. And it's just a matter of the 14th Amendment says this person shouldn't even be able to run for office right now. But the Supreme Court, who he, most of the people on there, at least the majority now, he put in office, they just waived last week the fact that this does not apply to the president and the vice president of the United States, but it applies to everybody else. And if you want, I'll read word for word out of the Constitution.
No, you
it
know,
says no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have, now here's the good part, shall have engaged in an insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid to or comfort to enemies thereof. But Congress may vote, and may, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, may remove such disability. Congress ain't voted on nothing having to do with this. Therefore, this statement, and this is directly out of the Constitution, stating that he is not eligible to run for anything. He couldn't run for dog catcher if they held to this to be true. But 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court said, oh, this applies to everybody else, but it don't apply to the president and the vice president, which is BS.
Well, you know, Al, when you, when people are pressed to explain, especially all of those people who claim to be law and order people, right? It's law and order. It's law and order. I was at a place last night in a discussion with some people who, you know, big law and order people, right? Yeah, law and order, law and order, law and order. Until I pointed some things out. You know, you can't say law and order and then pick and choose, you know, what laws and what order you want to enforce. It's got to be across the board. Is it safe to say
that? That's what I'm saying. This is a total violation of the United States Constitution, 14th Amendment, and I just read it for you. I quoted it directly out of the Constitution. And if it was held to form, basically, he would be locked up now. And so, all of this stuff that went on in New York where he was, most of his cases were thrown out because of timeline, it just don't make sense because everybody knows this man has been breaking laws
So Al, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Bunk Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bunk Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Under the Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 45. Scattered rain showers again. Tomorrow, highs around 56. Overcast. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Hey.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Al Holmes, a founder of My Father's House and a wounded Vietnam veteran. You know, Al, Wounded Warriors Project is a prime example. Now they're talking about one for wounded women. The fact that, you know, veterans have to rely on the public and to once they get injured and wounded, to help them, it's really, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, you know.
Earl, when I was vice president of the Center for Veterans Issues, we did research on a number of policies of the government. One of them has to do with serving veterans, and the understand, as I said, there are 11 VA hospitals, and the Veterans Administration, most people do not realize, the two highest resource departments of our government, number one is the Department of Defense. They have the largest budget of any agency in our government. The second is the Veterans Administration. All of the research we did, I have never seen a document that says anyone has audited the United States Veterans Administration budget ever, which means that billions of dollars go into that budget, but nobody knows how they're spent. The majority of the people who run the Veterans Administration and its hospitals and other services are not veterans. So to me, this is my opinion, the VA and its budget is nothing but a slush fund for most of the politicians at the higher levels because they have access to that money. The point is, what are they doing with it? They're not serving the people who serve this country.
You know,
that's an opinion. That's my opinion.
Well, but you know, Al, it's based on factual information that you're not the only vet that I know and that I've talked to. I talked to many of them and many of them who, when people find out, for instance, you guys were exposed to Agent Orange and other things.
And a whole lot of other
stuff. And other things and chemicals. And when you guys came back, many of you showed signs of being exposed to all those different chemicals. And when you attempted to fight it and say to our government, the very government that sent you to fight, the government said, oh, no, that didn't occur. You guys are making some of these things up. And so when you came back And as young as you guys were, that was the time, and that you guys certainly tried to sue the government. And as people tried to expose what took place, the government was strong enough to say, no, it's not true. It didn't happen. Well, after many of the veterans who came back died from cancer at those young ages, Al, and whose offspring were certainly born with all sorts of maladies, the government waited until guys were in their 60s to finally say, oh, well, by the way, we've done the research, and oh, by the way, yeah, we owe you something. And they started giving it to the guys in their 60s. As opposed
those,
to
they knew that they knew those people weren't going to live long, so the resources were not going to be distributed to the degree that it's going to hurt their spending.
Al, is it true? What I just said, is it true?
Yes.
I know, and this is what the people are not aware of. I mean, it's one thing
they
to say, I love the flag.
All over the news. No, they ignore it because the government said it was a lie.
You know, it's one thing to say.
See, people, if whatever it comes out of Washington, D.C., out of the mouths of those people, people believe because they're the government. But these people lie more than anybody I ever known. And they want to get their way. And as I said, it's all about money. Why would you have the second largest unit of this United States government with the second largest budget that's never been audited and not be able to tell the public what they're doing with their money? This is public money. These are your tax dollars.
You know, when CJ calls here and wants to talk about 16, you know, soldiers who died in the evacuation of Afghanistan.
What about the 59,000?
You
that
just
died
took
in
the words. And
my
the
first cousin, Johnny Blackman, got killed in Vietnam on May 3rd, 1967. And I helped bring his body back. And then I went back. The point is, why doesn't CJ talk about that?
Well, and so, but he won't talk about the fact that they've got all of these guys right now who have been exposed to the tar pits in Iraq and the maladies that they are dealing with and their children and all those things right now. Right? So, because he doesn't understand that. And many other Americans don't understand that. And the fact is, our government has kind of been part of covering those things up. And so when we talk about sending young people off to war and the fight for so-called democracy, people need to understand the realities of what is going on when we send our young people off to fight all over the world.
Yes, that's true. But I want to point out one other thing, and that when I talked to you, I said that Miley can be recalled. I'm reading this out of the Department of Defense policy. Retired members of all branches of service of the armed forces who continue to receive pay are still part of the land and naval forces. A member of the Fleet Reserve who receives a retainer pay is subject to recall and is required to maintain military readiness and remains a member of the land and naval forces. This is, quote, out of the Department of Defense manual. So when, you know, Miley and all these other people who are retired and, you know, whatever, and as I told you earlier, there are troops, enlisted people who, even though they got discharged, they are still able to be recalled up to age 45, and they have to come ready to be able to go to war.
Hey, Al, we got to let it go. We got to leave it there, man. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, man. We'll be in touch. We'll bring you back to spend some more time delving into it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
I need you, baby. and the mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well. And I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media